Good evening. You're listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Tuesday, September 15th, 2015. And this is The Connection on Live Talk. And I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
And I am Tungamili Nkomo.
Tonight, we are discussing the moves by the government to curb sex parties and other illicit behavior among Zimbabweans teenagers.
So let's get talking live on Studio 7 and our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318.
And if you want to contribute live on air, give us a call right now on 001-202-619-2077. And again, that number is 001-202-619-2077. And we will call you right back.
We are also streaming live on the internet at voazimbabwe.com. Address again, voazimbabwe.com, for those who have an internet connection.
Mm-hmm. And again, this is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
So today we are talking sex, and especially sex parties that have become rampant in many cities across Zimbabwe, particularly in Bulawayo. These parties known as vuzum or vuzus are a growing trend among young people, often involving the use of drugs and alcohol, and many times unprotected group sex. And with the statement by Home Affairs Minister Ignatius Chombo to the state-run Chronicle newspaper on moves by his ministry to align laws, policing laws and mechanisms, is a welcome development for activists who want the government to stop this problem once and for all.
Mm-hmm. But tackling this issue, which is such a taboo issue, Ntunga, the question now becomes how authorities, parents, and communities can find a holistic approach to stop teenagers from engaging in this illicit behavior. So tonight, of course, we will open up the airwaves to young people and also their parents to find out their views on this issue. Is it really happening in your area, and what is really going on? And of course, with our guests, we'll be able to break down how organizations, police, and parents are trying to curb and tackle this problem.
Yebo, kunjalo tatenda. Emakhaya litsho nanjani, ikudibana kuhlelo lweStudio 7, The Connection, kuLive Talk lamhlanje. Sikhuluma indaba zocansi, abantwana abasakhulayo, ababikwa besenza okudakayo, betshaya imbanje, betshaya utshwala, besuka sebeyangena emacansini. Bebaningi benza imishikashika emcimbicimbi engaqondanga khonapho okugcina kufake impilo zabo engozini. Benza kakhulu amaphathi, imithimba le yaziwa kakhulu ngokuthi ngamavuzu kobulawayo. Umphathi ntambo obona ngendaba zasekhaya ubaba u-Ignatius Chombo oxoxa lephephandaba le-The Chronicle kumalanga asanda kwedlula, uthi yena uhulumende uphatheke kabi ngalolu daba, njalo sezama ukudinga amacebo ukwenza imithetho eza iqeda lolu dubo. Ngakho yilo udaba esingalo lamhlanje. Lingaba ngabazali, sithanda ukuxoxa lani khonapha emoyeni. Abantwana abenza lokhu, sifuna lani lisitshayele ucingo, lisitshele ukuthi kungani selingamahlongandlebe, kungani likwenza lokhu. Bazali lani, sithanda ukuxoxa lani, kungani libekela abantwana beganga, befaka ingozi zabo engozini enkulu kangaka. Kwaziwayo watereri kusangana kumuchirongwa che The Connection. Nasi ne msuwe chipiri. Tukutarisa nyaze pabonde. Mnozoa vechidiki. Vemazuano anzi wari kuita mapati. Anonzi mavuzu. Zukuruse igu blawayo. Nekuma mma guta. Emunyika. apo vanonzi vari kuita maparty aya vachinwa hwahwa vachisuta mbanje nezvimwe zvinodhaka vobva ipapo vopinda muma voita zvepabonde kazhinji vakawanda izvo zvinonzi magroup sex saka ndonyato kukurukura nayo nezvayo nhasi takaona gurukota rinoona nezviri kuitika munyika vaignatius chombo vachibuda muvepanhaure chronicle mazuva mashoma apfuura vachizivisa nyika kuti vari kutora matanho sehurumende yekupedza dambudziko iri saka tinoda kukurukura nevabereki nhasi tonzwa kuti sei muchivereka muchiregera muchirega vana vachiita zvinhu zvakadai uyezve vechidiki vacho tifonereiwo mutiudze kuti sei makuita zvisina maturo
tinotenda Ntunga and of course with that we have our star-studded list of guests who will be joining us on the program this evening we'll start off with the Reverend Hussein Sibanda who has been part of the coalition of different people trying to deal with this issue in the country Reverend Sibanda thank you for joining us Hello, Reverend Sibanda. I think we'll come back to him. And we also have Fortune Chidike, who is with Active Youth Zimbabwe. Fortune, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. And last but not least, we have Ngobile Munzara, who is the founder of Culture Shock Trust, an organization dealing with life skills for young Zimbabweans. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Tatenda. Thank you,
Mtunga.
Mm-hmm. And
yes, and of course, we have our in studio guest,
yes.
Tato Mochone. Nice to have you, Tato.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, let's get the ball rolling. Ngobile Munzara. We understand that your organization is working with parents. To try and tackle this problem and other, you know, unbecoming behaviors by young people. Tell us more.
Tunga, thank you. I think when we have these conversations about the behavior of young people, it's vital to also involve parents and just try to make them a bit more aware of the reality that teenagers are dealing with, you know. That reality is different in 2015 because of the impact that social media has and how information is shared among young people very quickly through Facebook, through WhatsApp, through Twitter and Instagram. You know, they are all connected to one another, and so it's easy to influence one another to do the wrong thing and sometimes to do the right thing, you know, because there are so many ways of communicating. So it's important to just keep parents updated to say, you know, when you give your child a cell phone, when you give your child access to the internet, what exactly are you empowering your child with? Are you giving restrictions on how your son or your daughter, who is a teenager, is using that internet? Are you empowering them? Are you giving them rules on when to use the phone, how to use the phone, and that sort of thing? You know, because as a parent, I would say in Zimbabwe, I would umzali uyekele ukuba involved in the umntwana. Kumele ube khona ube kwazi ukuthi umntwana uxoxa lobani nxa esefonini, uyenzani nxa esefonini, and abangani bakhe bamtshela ukuthi ayenzeni kumbe angayenzini.
I thank you there.
And I am told that we now have Reverend Hussein Sibanda. Good evening, Reverend.
Very good evening to you, Kingamene.
Yes, thank you. We are delighted to have you on our show, Reverend Sibanda. And we are talking sex tonight. And this is not ordinary sex. It's
a bit taboo.
It's a bit taboo, yes. We saw, you know, yourself and other church leaders marching in Bulawayo recently against this trend. What's your comment? Do you think it's getting under control or it's getting out of hand?
Well, I think that we need to look at this problem from a holistic manner. we need to look at it and locate it within the greater context of Zimbabwe's socio-political economic problems. What has happened is that most of the parents have left Zimbabwe and are in the diaspora. So there is what I can call remote parenting that is happening. Some of these parents send a lot of money to the children here in Zimbabwe as a way of compensatory behavior. So we have got these boys and girls who are at A-level, O-level, having lots of cash and not knowing what to do with that money. And so at the end of the day, most of them then engage in these sex orgies and take a lot of drugs. But also we've got a problem, an economic crisis, where local parents themselves are failing to fend for these children. And as a result, these children find other ways of sustaining themselves. But also there's a problem where the education sector itself has collapsed. You do not have, you know, the teachers themselves, a lot of them have no interest now in teaching because of the money is not there, they have not been paid in time. So if you bring all these problems together, they result in what we are seeing now. This is the fruit of those problems, where our school children are now doing what we could not even imagine ourselves doing during our times when we were at school. You know, where they go naked and they have group sex and they do all sort of things. I believe that, yes, this problem can be solved if all these people that I've mentioned can come together and work together to come up with a solution. And I'm excited that in the last match that we had the police being involved, we had government, we had parents, we had the youth themselves coming in to say we need to talk to each other. So I think if we can approach it from that way, from that approach, maybe we could begin to see a solution coming through.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Reverend Sibanda. We'll just ask you if you can just move just a bit. It seems there's a bit of an echo on your line. If you can just move and we'll come right back to you. And we'll come to you, okay, Fortune. Are you on the line? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes, I'm on the line.
Okay, so let's talk about with your organization, Active Youth Zimbabwe. What are young people saying about these parties? What are they telling you when you guys are having, you know, real talks? What are they saying about what's happening on the ground?
Thank you. Good evening, listeners. As Active Youth Zimbabwe, we've had a chance to talk to youth about those parties. And most of them say that there's a whole lot of excitement about these parties. They get to watch similar parties on movies, on the television, and they're inspired, they're encouraged to host or to attend such parties. And those youth who have parents who are staying in that diaspora are mostly in danger, because they are not controlled, the parents are not there, no one is there to stop them from attending such parties. So that's what we have been hearing. And most of them are using social media to actually even invite other friends. So that's what we have heard from the youth.
Okay, thank you. They are fortunate. And coming to you, Tato, our in-house guest, and of course, intern from Lesotho. Are you surprised that our youths have become so crazy?
I am. I really thought...
You mean you don't have the same problem in Lesotho?
I really thought it was in the movies, and
well,
you said Zimbabwe.
Say.
What? That's seriously happening? But it's not surprising, though.
Why not?
Like what our guests have said, it's about parenting. So if the parents are in the diaspora, you can imagine. The kids are on their own. First and foremost, they idle. Secondly, they get advice from the wrong people. So it's easy for them. And with what one caller said, they are sent money as a way of compensating for the absence of the parents. They have money. They have the time. What do I do with the resources? So it's easy for them to end up in situations like that.
But how about the internet?
It is, I think it's a matter of guidance.
It's a matter of guidance. There's good stuff and bad stuff about the internet. You know, you find a lot of knowledge. On the other hand, you find porn on the internet. It's accessible to anyone. And I bet these youths are, you know, going online and logging into porn websites and watching and doing their stuff. How do you stop them?
It's a matter of guidance if the parents are there, because you cannot control what they can access and what they cannot access. But it is a matter of equipping a child, making them to be in a position to know what is good and what is not good.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone has access to that. And it is not about the children whose parents are in the diaspora, because even the ones who are with their parents are still doing that. It goes down to parenting and the relationship that, as parents, the relationship that we maintain with our children.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to come back to that, because I know you said you were surprised, but, you know, there's some parents who hear this and they refuse to acknowledge or believe that it's actually happening. So I think that'll be a point to ask our guests in Tungakwavunzauti, Varaidzi, what are they thinking of this issue? You know, why are they not believing that this is actually happening?
Indeed. Tine Mtereri, umlaleli umashangano eSouth Africa. Mashangano, ngicela ubambe khonapho, siza buya kuwe. Timbonda kuna inqoto ovunza ukuthi kovabereki voita se inqoku peza dambuzikweni. Alo, nqobile? Hello, Ngobile Munzara, uripo irepa runare.
I think.
Yeah, ndiripo
runare. Okay. Ndangandi chiti nini ngo, uko koito asei kupeza dambu ziko ira. Vari kuti chiva bereki kana mochi kurukura nao, mochi tamsangano nao?
Vabereki kuti dambu ziko ira, ripere, ndinokuru zira inini palke zangu kana ndikishanda nao kuti ngavazive kuti vana vavo vari kuitei zuva nezuva. Ngavazive kuti vana vavo vari ku information zhinji vari kuiwana kupi, nokuti kune information yavanowana kuchikoro, kune information yavanowana paintanet. Nyaya yeintanet inyaya hombe, haisi nyaya yekutora lightly wofunga kuti aiwa mwana ndamupa internet access and chatokwana achaita research for homework kana achaita say. Parents have to monitor the way that their children use the internet, because this is where they are getting a lot of this information from. You know, and as a parent, I try and always encourage that you need to be the primary source of information for your children. Yes, we've got school, we've got teachers, we've got friends and so on, but you are responsible until your son and daughter is no longer dependent on you. As a parent, you are responsible for looking after your child and making sure that you secure that future. You know, we work so hard as parents to try and put our children through school. We have all these bright ideas about them going to university and so on. But you need to be involved when they are still teenagers so that they can see that future, you know, in university and get those degrees and work for the betterment of their countries. So I always try and encourage parents to be relevant, to be involved, and not to be absent. You know, yes, we can say they are parents in diaspora, but we still have a lot of parents here in Zimbabwe. You know, so they also need to be really, really involved in the lives of their children. And they need to be encouraging to their children. You know, sometimes I think parents tend to be strict, which is good. But you also encourage, you know, your son or your daughter to do well in school. You assist them where they are struggling in school. And you attend any school activities that they have, whether it's sports, whether it's prize giving or consultations, just to be involved in the child of, I mean, in the life of your child.
Okay, siyabonga ngoqhubeka ubambile khonapho ecingweni. Siye kumlaleli wethu uMashangano. Kunjani uMashangano khona ngapho eSouth Africa?
Right.
Yeah, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo baba, kusiphi umbono wakho?
Ya into ehluphayo ukuthi ngelayelizwe lethu leZimbabwe leli kuyahlupha ukuthi esikolweni abantwana bayaqoshwa manje, mabaqoshele esikolweni bazoyenzani? That's why baza bazoyenza into le iphume endleleni, uyabona yiyo problem leyo.
Kodwa njengabazali lenza umsebenzi wenu lani?
Angeke sikwazi ukuthi mabaqoshwa esikolweni thina sizayenza yona ngoba asinamali ukuthi sibabhatalele lesikolweni bayeka lesikolweni mabaqoshwa babuyela emakhaya bazoyenza into eyiphume endlini yiyo iproblem leyokuthi even singathi singabalaya thina abazali sithi abantwana bayenze lokhu nalokhu bayaqoshwa lesikolweni akula into leti izoyenza lo
kodwa emaphathini lawa mashangano bathe ngokudakayo you know ukuze bathole imbanje laphana kumele bazithenge ukuze bathole utshwala kuthiwa baphuza amawhisky amawhisky ayadula you know butshwala obudinga imali khona imali balayo bayithatha ngaphi nxa bengaphiwa yini abazali
imali especially lawa emantombazana la angithi baphiwe imali yibo laba abantu laba abantu bazobanemali yibo babanikayo imali laba bahamba bawulala nawo elukufeni le babanikeze imali bayibona le nto le ngicedile kunomunye umlayezo ngifuna ukukhuluma lapho
yebo kusiphe ba
awungitshele why usikhanyisile ndlovu utshonile namhlanje kwaye angakhulunywanga kulast talk
ngombuzo omuhle lowo baba yikuthi ku-live talk lamhlanje
angakaqedi ngoba mamaku umuntu aphume eHarare akazokhulunywa manje ku-live talk ngoba lo phuma le emathebheleni akakhulunywa lapho after kwamanje libe likhuluma lilithi kufanele ukuthi uLuxvend kufanele ukuthi afakwe ngathi igamba uzofakwa kanjani lina alikhulumi lapho ku-Studio 7 i-Studio 7 sithi
hayibo ngiqondise khonapho baba kuma-shows ethu sikhulumile ngodaba lukababa uNdlovu namhla ku-live talk sikhuluma ngodaba lwabasakhulayo yisho yabasakhulayo ethiwa the connection yikho singakhulumi ngodaba lukababa uSikhanyiso
ngiyakuzwisisa lokho but kutshonile umuntu kufanele ukuthi yenziwe live talk ngoba umuntu lolwatshonileyo yikho ngikuphendula ngithi kube kufanele ukuthi akhulunywe e-live talk
hayi siyakuzwa mashangano siyabonga kakhulu baba siza consider umbono wakho
okay sha
yeah ngubaba mashangano lo besikhuluma la e-South Africa
mm-hmm. And tungareka timbowerenga edu ma messages atumira pa WhatsApp from a few of our listeners and viewers, of course. We have Ngoni here who says, indeed, police must stop these parties and the Department of Social Welfare must treat this as a serious problem. Parents who allow children to go to such parties must be charged with negligence. There's Yogi Anoti. Youth are engaging in these parties because of unemployment. They have nothing else to do. Temba says, Zimbabwean societies are under extreme pressure from cultural erosions from South Africa, which is the market leader in innovation of these parties. These partying style is an import. Schools and colleges must be banned or seek police clearance before authorizing parties. Any party or even birthday parties are an influence. Police clearance is needed or should be limiting the time of these particular parties is the one view there.
And just to get one thing straight, our caller Mashangano from South Africa was querying why we are not debating or tackling the question of Sikhanyiso Ndlovu's passing.
Indeed.
Today. He was saying, is it because it's from a Matabeleland? If it were somebody from Harare, you guys would be talking about that. But we want to make it very clear that, you know, we are not driven by tribalism, nor regionalism. No, we are just a non-aligned, you know, radio station telling things as they are. And only today it happened to be the connection.
As I heard you explaining, yes.
And, you know, on Tuesday we normally discuss issues to do with young people, and that's what we are doing.
Thank you for that. Then, Tunga, clarification, of course. Let's come to you, Reverend Sibanda. Are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
You know, there's this issue that people are pointing out, looking at the economic conditions in Zimbabwe. Is that something to point blame on when it comes to this issue of these sex parties?
Yeah, well, I think that the economic it should play, I guess, a central role in the sense that
there are people who see the children with parents in the diaspora as potential an economic source, as a business. So these are the people who would give drugs to these children. These are the people who probably create parties for these children to participate because they know that they've got the money. Maybe you might not know that actually these parties first originated from the private schools, especially in Bulawayo. So it was some drug barons and adults who would be targeting these children to get money from them. And also the issue of, like I earlier on said, that because parents are in the diaspora, they engage in compensatory behavior, and part of it is, you know, sending money to the children, but also they don't have time to parent these children. You cannot parent them on air. You cannot parent them through WhatsApp or through Skype, you know. So there is a limit to that. So we see that as being major, if you want to, the economic meltdown that drove people out of the country. But also, I believe some of the girls are involved in prostitution because they get used to, you know, as part of these parties. Some of these girls need money, and they will get used by people with money. So, yes, the economy plays a big role, I think, as much as the social media does. Because WhatsApp is available, it's cheap, it's almost free, and people can send messages, can send, you know, they can read it, can organize themselves through WhatsApp without having to phone. They can go on porno sites. So I think there's that element, the economy and also the rise and the emergence of the social media, which is very easily accessible for almost everyone. So that has got a huge impact in driving, as a driving force in these parties.
Okay, thank you, the Reverend Spanda. Fortunate ndimbo uyakwa uri varairidzi muzvikoro umo kana muchitaura navo nedambudziko iri vari kuti chii?
Varairidzi vanenge vasati vakuziva kuti vakawanda vacho vasati vakuziva kuti pane dambudziko rakadai, asi pakutaura navo takabva tavaudzawo kuti vava nedambudziko rakadai and vanofanirawo kuti vopota vachitaura nevana vachivadzidzisa kukosha kwekukoshesa raramo yavo ine madangers achona anowanikwa pakuenda kumapadzi aya, because vanosvika voshandisa madrugs votanga zvepabonde vachiri vadiki. And tinonyanyotaura nezvekuti mapati iwaya sometimes anenge akatoorganizwa nevanhu vakuru ivavo mayouth, vachipedza ipapo vachiinvaita vana vave vekuzvikoro. Saka tichikurudzirawo kuti maparentsi ngaazive kuti pane zvakadai zviri kuitika mazuva ano, vazivewo kuti vana vanogona kuzvionawo vakuinda kumapati iwavo, vakwanisewo kuti vatarire vana vavo vasaenda kwavasingazivi, vasafambawo usiku, vasangoenda kumapati avasingazivi kuti mapati ei ari kuitirwa kupi, iyana anenge ariko, zvakadaro daro. Iwo mayouth achona tirikuzama nepatinogona kuti titaure navo tichivaudza madangers ekuenda kumapati iwavo.
Okay, thank you, the fortunate, and time is running out for our first segment. So please, we have a caller.
Yes, Namkoma
on the line, but
so we are out in
second half. We'll be coming to him second half. All our guests, Nobile Munzara, Fortunate Chidik, and Reverend Hussein Spanda, please do stay on the line. We'll be right back.